It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. A bipartisan nationwide group focused on building trust in elections and access to the polls. It launches a chapter here in Wisconsin. Keep Our Republic, it is named, was formed in 2020. It operates in the battleground states of Pennsylvania and Michigan as well. Call in with questions and comments about the work around election integrity, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Kathy Bernier is state director of Keep Our Republic, former Republican state senator and former Chippewa County clerk. Kathy, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
It is my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
How does this organization address your interest in increasing public trust in the election process?
Well, it comes down to education. We want to build the knowledge base of stakeholders and individuals throughout the state to understand the electoral system, that much of the information they've received in the past couple of years is not exactly accurate.
How do you do that? How do you build the knowledge base and help people understand what the system is?
Well, each one of the states have created a plan that suits them, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. Seeing as how that I believe that the closest people, the closest government to the people are the local governments, their counties and municipalities, and they're the ones that actually run the elections. So I want to involve county clerks, municipal clerks, and other individuals, people in the local schools, law enforcement, other individuals to attend meetings around the state. And so if you educate those individuals who are, you know, always engaged with the community around them, that they can help educate others as well.
How do you envision, though, as you do this work around the state, how do you envision your work parlaying with the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which is working to build trust in elections and carry out the election system and working with the county clerks? How does that work with Keep Our Republic when, you know, the commission is also doing this work?
Well, you know, we're not going to do it in a vacuum. Megan Wolf and the other individuals that work in the Wisconsin Election Commission and I have worked hand in glove for 12 years. So they know that I will contact them whenever possible and even ask them to attend if they would like to. We are just, you know, developing our layout of our educational program. So I will have others assisting me. As a matter of fact, and in about a week, I'll be attending the County Clerk's Conference and soliciting their help in educating the public. So I won't be doing it on my own. We will have a panel of knowledgeable people there to educate and answer questions.
Wisconsin joining Keep Our Republic chapters, Pennsylvania and Michigan in it as well. All three are considered battleground states in presidential elections. How might our state's involvement in a national election integrity organization affect voters in the 2024 presidential election?
Well, I think that they understand that our mission isn't partisan. We don't care who's on the ballot. We just care that the election goes off, is carried out in a most legal and professional manner and the most transparent. Sunshine is a great disinfectant, and the more open we are about the electoral processes, the better off everyone is. And so as soon as you try to pull away or hide what you're doing, or be defensive, I guess, is what I've seen, you know, when poll workers and clerks are asked questions, sometimes they get a little defensive because it's, you know, a lot of those questions are asked in a accusatory manner. But I think as long as we're open and transparent and educate individuals on the process, as a matter of fact, at one of the meetings I attended not too long ago, I suggested that we go ahead when a poll worker is doing something, that they announce what they are doing. You know, it's a kind of an experience I had back when I was a CNA. You tell the patient, I am going to turn you here. I'm going to move you there so that nothing is a surprise. And so I think the more transparency we have, the better off we are. And people should be able to understand and respect the process.
So really telegraphing every move in the process for the clerk being a step forward, you would see in the process and in helping transparency.
Correct.
You know, as a state senator, you were very vocal and criticized fellow Republicans for spreading false claims that Donald Trump had won re-election in 2020. How do those claims continue to sow distrust in the election process?
Well, they just do. With that said, I think that I wanted, you know, being the chair of the Elections Committee, the goal was to go ahead and review and wait for the audits. Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty did an audit as well because they wanted to make sure that the election results were correct. We had the Legislative Audit Bureau auditing election results. And then, of course, the Wisconsin Election Commission audited a larger percent than what they usually do of the electronic voting systems. And so I just really would have preferred everyone, you know, cool their jets and wait until the audits were complete and everything was verified. And it was. And there's also a frustration I had with people who gathered information through public records requests from the Wisconsin Election Commission, and they got the data they wanted, but they didn't even know how to interpret it or what it meant, and didn't really go to the back to the Elections Commission and have them sit down with them and explain what this information is. So it was a very frustrating time, and I just really don't want to see that in 2024, no matter who's on the ballot.
Former Republican State Senator Kathy Bernier is state director of the nonpartisan group Keep Our Republic. You can join in at any point. Call in with a question. Share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, a national bipartisan group dedicated to improving trust in elections. It sets down roots in Wisconsin. Keep Our Republic plans to work on educating voters about how the election system functions in our state and what makes the process secure and trustworthy. You can join in with a question. You can add your comment at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Kathy Bernier is state director of Keep Our Republic. Let's bring in Kevin in Janesville. Kevin, hi. What would you like to add?
Hey, good morning. I really appreciate this idea of educating the public of what's going on. Be considered in that spirit of transparency. Let's make a documentary, a little mini video of here's the process from start to finish. Here's how to register. Here's what happens to your ballot. Here's where it goes from there. Thanks very much.
Kevin, thank you. Kathy, what about a visual or a documentary type approach?
Excellent suggestion. The executive director, Ari Middleman, and I have actually had a conversation about this, is how to put together a short video or graphic on how the whole process works. So thank you for the suggestion. We are on it.
Kevin, thank you. We'll stay tuned. Kathy, the Keep Our Republic Wisconsin Advisory Council you put together, it's made up of 13 Democrats and Republicans. All are former public office holders, including yourself. How will these former politicians work together through the organization?
They're going to help answer questions, disseminate information, maybe have a media appearance here and there. They also will let me, they'll be my ears and eyes around the state so that they can give me feedback on things they're hearing or questions that they have. So it's always good to have as many people as possible out there helping out with the process, because we do have a large state and we have a very diverse state. So I think we have a very diverse advisory council.
What does success look like for you in the Wisconsin chapter?
Success for me, for all of us, is that we have an uneventful election in 2024, that things go as smoothly as possible. As you know, in 2020, we had COVID, exacerbated a lot of issues. We had things that were processes and procedures that were not usual or customary. We had nursing homes that wouldn't allow the special voting deputies in. We had drop boxes, which we had never had before. So there was various things that were different and called into question. You know, it gave, you know, sort of ammunition, for the lack of a better term, for individuals who did not trust the process, because it wasn't something we had done before. We mailed out a lot of forms for people to apply for an absentee ballot. The confusion was, some people thought they were getting a ballot and not a form to file an absentee ballot. And then some, matter of fact, one individual in Chippewa Falls saved the ballot and showed me she did receive more than one ballot. She received two ballots. And so when that sort of thing occurs, there are errors in all walks of life. Everything we do, people make mistakes, and mistakes can be made and will be made. And to take a mistake that's made and then, or a misunderstanding, and then blow it out to be a statewide problem or a nationwide problem is something we experienced and we do not want to repeat.
You just mentioned a bunch of ways of accessing the ballot box, and your organization's mantra is let all eligible voters vote. And that seems really clear and straightforward. How does your organization feel about access to the ballot box and laws that make it harder for eligible voters to cast a ballot?
Well, there's another misinterpretation. Every time I worked on laws to yes. make it more clear and accessible, but yet have guardrails. All our processes in government have to have guardrails, as that's what the legislature's for. And so to interpret an election law to be prohibitive is not exactly fair. So we have a very accessible election system in the state of Wisconsin. You can request a ballot on MyVote. You can request one from the municipal clerk, an absentee ballot. And you can go there in person, request an absentee ballot, vote, and cast your vote at the polling place. And Wisconsin and Minnesota were the two states that started in-person election day registration and voting. And so there's really, it's very open, and there's, I don't know how we can make it any easier. And so there is some responsibility of the elector to request the absentee ballot if they need an absentee ballot. And of course, the polls should be open and accessible and convenient as well. So I think we have a good system in the state of Wisconsin. I worked the polls in the 80s. I was a county clerk, and I've never had, in all the time that I ran elections, anyone complain that it wasn't accessible. And that's kind of a mantra right now. And it annoys me a little bit, to tell you the truth.
Kathy Byrne, you're with us, State Director of Keep Our Republic, talking about improving public trust in Wisconsin elections. You can join in at 800-642-1234. You mentioned the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty's 2020 election report. What information in that report do you hope to act on?
Well, we just want to use that information to just disseminate as far as the facts about the election. One of those facts was, you know, the Republican congressional candidates received 67,000 more votes than Donald Trump got. So it was clear that individuals did not vote for president, or they voted for Joe Biden and then turned around and voted for the Republican congressional candidates. To me, that was like the fact that really convinced me that there wasn't a conspiracy to flip votes or anything like that, because it's the voter behavior that chose who our presidential candidate was here in Wisconsin. And I believe the congressman from the Green Bay area, he received 27,000 more votes in that district than what Donald Trump got. So it was clear to me that the voter fraud, there was not widespread voter fraud.
We only have a few seconds left. Your group is against lobbying for particular bills that will affect how elections are conducted. Why is that?
Well, we're not a lobbying firm, and you have to be careful. Otherwise, we have to fill out all the lobbying stuff. But we certainly can disseminate our opinion on whether we think something's a good bill or not. And so we can do that, you know, quietly with the legislators. But we don't have a position on any particular bills, and we're not going to lobby for or against any particular bills.
Kathy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Kathy Bernier, State Director of the nonpartisan group Keep Our Republic, a Republican. Bernier served for 12 years in the legislature until her retirement last year. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.